Each year at Christmas, we ask prominent church leaders from around the world to share with us a message to mark the season. This evening, we bring you greetings from Chris Bain, the director of the British Catholic Aid Agency, CAFOD.
It's quite sobering then, this Christmas, when so much is needed in the world today, and so much can be done, and when there's so much hope, to be thinking about the impact of a worldwide recession and the possibility that less money and assistance will go to the poorest nations on earth for their development programs. Even more sobering when we know that those who will be hit hardest by any recession will be the same group who will feel the first impact of climate change: the poor, the vulnerable, the disadvantaged. My fear for 2009 is that 10 years of campaigning to get aid doubled and more effective will be severely set back as the wealthier countries betray their promises to help the poor of the world and cut back on international aid. I believe in times such as these, it's important to think differently. In the late 1950s, a group of Catholic women from England and Wales were moved by the poverty that existed in many parts of the world, gradually being offloaded by their former colonial powers. They saw this as a moral issue and resolved to do something about it. And in Lent 1960, they asked Catholic families all over the country to give up a meal and donate the cost to a parish in the Caribbean. From this humble beginning, CAFOD was born. I believe we must learn from CAFOD's founding mothers that a time of crisis is also a time of opportunity. It's the time to keep our support for Caritas agencies strong and faithful. It's a time for the richer governments of the world to show leadership and keep their promises to double aid. It's a time to realise the vision of Pope John Paul II when he called for a globalised solidarity to complement globalised economy. I'm Chris Bain, Director of CAFOD, Caritas England and Wales, wishing you all a happy and peaceful Christmas and a new year of hope.